The Joyride.
Talk about those very important things that lurk in the dark. It's time for Conspiracy Corner on The Joyride. And today, we're going to tackle one of the biggest movies of all time. This time, we're going to talk a little bit about Titanic and a brand new fan theory that thinks that Jack is actually a time traveler.
Oh.
In the movie itself. And you might ask, how? Well, after he died without any reason, because there was more than enough space on that door for him.
Scientifically proven.
People started asking, but why? Why did this happen? Why? It doesn't make sense. And listen to some of the theories, okay? So, and it comes out of the movie, all right? So, first of all, Jack was too poor to get a ticket to go get onto the Titanic. So he didn't have any money. What did he do? He played a poker game without any money to actually win a ticket to get onto the Titanic, if you remember back.
Yes.
So why didn't he have any money? Okay. Well, he could have been poor, but the other theory is that he was a time traveler and he had to then make money to get onto the Titanic. Now, the big question is, why was he sent back in time to get onto the Titanic? Well, here's the story. This is where it gets real crazy, all right? Apparently, he was sent back in time to stop Rose from committing suicide in the front of the Titanic. You remember? She was standing there. Klaar met die lewe.
Gly op haar kraalietjie rok. Toe red hy haar.
And then he was like, come, I'm going to save you. And when they stand in front of this ship, he says two very peculiar things. The one says he's going to take her to go fishing in Lake Wissota, which didn't exist until 1917, which was a man-made lake. All right. And then he also later told her he's going to take her on a roller coaster ride at the Santa Monica Pier, which also didn't exist in 1912. That is crazy. But now here is where it gets even crazier. All right. This is the maddest part of this whole fan theory. They say, you know who the director of Titanic was?
Yeah, James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Yeah.
What was the other massive movie of the late 80s?
Terminator.
Yes. So here's the theory that Jack is part of the Terminator universe and that he was sent back in time because Rose was going to give birth to the mother of John Connor.
Nia!
Ah, there you go.
Daar blaas my brein op.
Crazy theory. So the next time you go and watch Titanic again, go check it out. Jack dies because he never really dies. He still lives in the future.
Yeah.
All right. And he sacrificed himself in the 1912 parallel universe so that Rose could live and then give birth to the mother of John Connor. Who was Sarah?
Sarah Connor. Mm-hmm. So, nou wil ek het weet hoe James Cameron Terminator, Titanic en dan Avatar met mekaar gaan link.
Ek wil nog weet.
Dit wil ek sien.
But go check out. We'll load the story for you on our website, ofm.co.za. Click on news and then entertainment.
The Joyride with Nico, Nikki and JB. Proudly made possible by Arinel Pharmacy Group. Family values. Values for the whole family.